It is April 28, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast includes commentary from our hits and takes section of JLN, stories from the first read section of today's newsletter, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first four stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. I have made plane reservations on British Airways to fly to London for IDX, and I have a reservation at the Montcalm at the brewery for the week. So yes, I'm going to IDX in June. How about you? Note to my FIA friends, sign me up. I will be bringing video equipment and conducting the JLN Industry Leader video series at IDX. So if you have some news you are releasing, contact me to set up an interview. I am also interested in interviews for any of our historical series, the History of Financial Futures, the Open Outcry Traders History Project, or the Path to Electronic Trading series. I look forward to seeing London and old and new faces. We will be releasing another of our videos from FIA Boca 2022 later today. Actually, I may release two just for the fun of it. Stay tuned. As expected, the CFTC announced it will hold a staff roundtable discussion on the subject of non-intermediation. It will be held on May 25th, 2022 from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. to discuss issues related to intermediation in derivatives trading and clearing. Our friends Ed Haravan and Rob Merrillis at Get Real XR have a new video on their YouTube channel talking about what impact will CBS's new series, Metaverse in the News, have on the industry. I can't wait for these two to review the movie Everything Everywhere All at Once. Columnist Jemima Kelly of the Financial Times has a piece titled, Why I'm Still Not Taking Crypto Seriously. It may be the latest political and financial obsession, but cryptocurrency remain something with no inherent value. She does take it seriously enough to regularly write about it, but she is a true skeptic and an excellent journalist in the finance sense of the word. In school, we were taught that if our mother told us she loved us, to check it out. She brings that level of skepticism to her job, which I love. On the other side of the coin, or token as it were, the FT has a story from journalists Joshua Oliver and Philip Stafford titled, Why the UK Joined the Race to Woo the Crypto Industry. Global investment in the sector topped $30 billion in 2021, but the government's plan to attract some of that money lacks detail. Forget whether crypto has any inherent value. It has political value in terms of jobs and prestige that politicians crave. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's our advertisement from FIA. IDX early bird rates end on the 30th of April. FIA International Derivatives Expo is returning to the brewery in London this coming June 6th to 8th. Standing still is not an option in today's evolving clear derivatives environment. Without adapting to new products, processes, technologies, and regulations, your business won't meet the needs of tomorrow's industry. We're bringing together industry leaders, vendors, and policymakers to discuss what's now in derivatives and what lies ahead. You can click on the ad and sign up. And don't forget to sign up before April 30th for the best rates. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Crypto-backed mortgages are as crazy as they sound. It's only risk piled on top of risk at a particularly risky time. If you entered a contest to see who could design a financial instrument to lose the most money the fastest, you would struggle to come up with a better idea than taking home mortgages backed by crypto, slicing them into mortgage-backed securities, and selling them at the moment the global financial system is being bludgeoned by pandemic war and Jerome Powell. my comment. I love the lead sentence of this story. Here is a story from Reuters. Musk loses bid to end SEC agreement on oversight of Tesla tweets. A U.S. judge slammed Elon Musk on Wednesday for trying to escape a settlement with regulators requiring oversight of his Tesla Inc. tweets, saying the billionaire was bemoaning the 2018 deal now that he felt Tesla was invincible. The ruling comes after the Twitter Inc. board accepted on Monday Musk's $44 billion deal to buy the social media platform. My comment. Now, this would piss me off. I spent $44 billion, okay, not all my money, and I still can't say anything I want on my own social media platform. All right. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Mom and pop investors took a billion-dollar bath trading options during the pandemic, a way to play lottery just with financial market researchers. Losses happened during post-COVID crash bull run in S&P 500. Of all the risky things amateur investors did while locked at home in the pandemic, dabbling in stock options was one that veteran investors were convinced would end badly. They weren't wrong. What is the name of the strategy where you take a billion-dollar option bath? The liquidity drain, of course. Here is another story from Bloomberg. The looming debt crisis about to make everything worse. It's hard to imagine a more chaotic time than the one we're in right now. What with Russia's war on Ukraine, a COVID-19 pandemic that won't quit, and the lockdown spreading across China as a result. Now add to the mix a debt crisis that's threatening to cripple emerging markets. In the words of a former International Monetary Fund official earlier this month, we can see the train wreck coming towards us. My comment. And now for some good news. All right, here's another story. This one also from Bloomberg. Finland picks brokers to liquidate its $75 million Bitcoin hoard. Finland has selected two brokers to sell $75 million worth of seized bitcoins its authorities hold. The brokers are set to sell the cryptocurrency during the spring and early summer. Finnish Customs said in an emailed statement on Thursday after signing two-year contracts with CoinMotion Oy and Tesseract Group Oy, or OY, the Customs has 1,981 bitcoins, of which it will now sell 1,890, it said. My comment, if I were them and looking to liquidate a hoard, I would pick the Mongol hoard brokers. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our most clicked story on Wednesday was from the Washington Examiner, of all sources, Madison Cawthorn, implicated in potential insider trading scheme, experts say. Second was from the Florida Politics story, combining politics, crypto, and faux NASCAR sponsorship. Company accused of selling bogus Let's Go Brandon crypto. Third was from Yahoo Finance. Crop trading giant ADM sees years of tight markets fueled by war. Here are the top four stories from today's JLN. First from Bloomberg, the headline, Robinhood's era of fun and games comes to an end. The commission-free platform enticed a generation into believing stock trading was easy and entertaining. Those days are gone. It's the end of an era for Robinhood Markets, Inc., and perhaps financial markets broadly. The Silicon Valley operator of a commission-free stock trading platform is cutting 9% of its 3,800-person workforce less than a year after its splashy initial public offering, a move that may well draw the curtain on an era of extreme market optimism that enticed a generation into believing trading was easy and entertaining. Here's another story, this one also from Bloomberg. The headline, Elon Musk's Twitter has a cryptocurrency swamp to drain. Social media platforms are breeding grounds for digital currency scams. That needs to change. A certain pet-themed cryptocurrency that needs no extra publicity from me says it's back marketing its digital wares on London's public transport system. Only this time, its advertisements bear the paw prints of regulators. After an initial campaign was banned for dangling mega gains to investors, it now touts itself as a source of ecosystems and crypto education. And then here's another story, this one from the FT. Why the UK joined the race to woo the crypto industry. Global investment in the sector topped $30 billion in 2021, but the government's plan to attract some of that money lacks detail. Bitstamp launched its first effort to set up a London headquarters in 2013. The fledgling Slovenian cryptocurrency exchange was seeking a new base for its global expansion, and Europe's financial capital was developing a reputation as a hub for investment and talent in financial technology. Here's another story from the FT. Musk's Twitter financing tests Wall Street's mettle. What could go wrong? Volatile move in Tesla stock underlying deal's risk as billionaires plan for $21 billion equity portion remains a mystery. It took just days for banks across Wall Street to cobble together a $25.5 billion financing package for Elon Musk's bid for Twitter, an exercise that would normally take weeks. The speed stumped Twitter's advisors. How could banks' buttoned-up risk management committees get comfortable with the deal so quickly? Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.